Yesterday's Tanya, the Alter Rebbe, explained how it's dafkin in the attribute of Malchus that the koyach that the Eibishter has to create something out of nothing, as well as the ability to reveal that koyach, comes through Malchus. And necessarily through Malchus, because the higher something is, the beginning, the Haschalah, is not in the Seif, in the end. And since Malchus is the end, the last of the Sviris, the Haschalah, that which is higher than Chochmah, expresses itself necessarily in Malchus. We're on page Kuf Lamed Aleph Amed Aleph. The number at the bottom of the page is 506. We are one-third of the way down on the page. The line begins, Shezehu. The Alter Rebbe will now apply this idea of Noot Tchiloson B'Seifa, that the highest godliness expresses itself in Malchus. He will now apply this to Mitzvahs and Teizim. U'baze Yuvon, Yeis HaMitzvahs B'Malchus. We'll now understand why Mitzvahs originate in Malchus. Hei Shel Shem Havaya, the last Hei of God's name, V'Hateira B'Zoh, and Teira is in Zoh, Ze'er Ampin, which are the emotions, the six emotions, Vav Shel Shem Havaya, that is represented by the Vav of God's name. The Vav is six, the letter Vav is six, corresponding to the six emotions, Chesed through Yesed. So, we see that mitzvahs are in Malchus, whereas Torah is in Zoh, which tells us that Torah is higher than mitzvahs. Hagam shelemaylo be'arech ampin, although above, at the beginning of Hishtalshelus, at the beginning of creation, in arech ampin, in keser, ha-mitzvahs hein begulgalta, belavnunis, mitzvahs are in the skull. Whereas he'll say in a moment that Torah is in the chochmah, in the brain, and the skull is higher than the brain. So the mitzvahs are in the skull, in the white part, he ha'urcha de'bepalgusa de'shar de'mispalga le'taryag erchan de'eraisa shabizah, the white part that is created by the path that separates the hairs of the head on the skull. And these paths divide up into 613 paths, and those are the mitzvahs as they stand in the level of keser, or the crown, or the skull that is higher than chochmah. The sheirish ha-teira, and the source of teira in the higher spheres, dinafka mi-chochmah ilo, it comes from Chochmah Ilo, which is the concealed wisdom, which means the wisdom behind the mitzvahs. So on the one hand we say that mitzvahs are in Malchus and Torah is in Zoh. That's within the ten attributes. Mitzvahs are lower than Torah, but in their source, preceding the ten attributes in Keser, mitzvahs are higher and Torah is lower. So how is it that way? Elo shehu kechesem ha-mishapech, but it is like a seal that gets transformed. The part on the seal that is ingrained comes out higher in the clay in which the seal is applied, and that part of the seal that extends, the part of the seal that is raised, that protrudes in the thing in which the seal is applied, that part of the seal becomes indented. So that which is higher above comes down lower below. And that again is the idea of Noot Tchiloson B'Seifon. Noot Tchiloson B'Seifon, and the beginning is found in the end, So that which starts off high in Keser, in the skull, so to speak, that shows up in Malchus, not in Zob, but in Malchus, because that's where the God's true Koyach, the ability to create something out of nothing, expresses itself. And it's not only the creation of Ila V'olu, where the cause surrounds the effect, and the effect is therefore bottled to its cause. It doesn't take on an existence of its own. But that which Malchus creates is truly Yesh Me'ayin. The Yesh is a true Yesh. It is separate in its experience, in its perspective. It is separate from God, and the reason for such a creation is b'chdei sheyihye ha'maitzel baruch hu, is in order for the Creator to be melech al kol ha'nifrodim, in order that he could be king over those things that are separate from him, because you can't be a king over yourself, over your own children. And how is he a king? Al yedei sheyikayimu mitzveisov, through the fulfillment of the mitzvah that he commands. Sheyitzave aleihem v'seif maiseh v'machshav v'tchilo, and this act of the mitzvah, which is the seif maiseh, that is the original intention of machshav v'tchilo, higher even than all these levels that we've described before. The ultimate, original kavana in creating the world and all the worlds in the first place, it finds fulfillment and is completed in the seif maiseh, in the act of the mitzvah that a person does. And that's why the Yishalmi says concerning Reb Shimon, to whom Torah was his entire life, and he wouldn't interrupt even for the reading of the Shema. So the Yishalmi says, "Vleslei l'Reb Shimon, shemafsik l'lulav." Does Reb Shimon not agree that a person who studies Torah all day and all night needs to take out time in order to do the mitzvah of lulav, for example? It has a certain time, a certain date. Certainly he does. And although he doesn't take a break for Shema, that's because Shema is reading and learning is reading. If he's learning the Torah, then he's doing the same thing as reading the Shema. But Lulav and Esrog and so on, those mitzvahs, even Reb Shimon agrees that you have to take time out of Torah in order to do the mitzvah, because the Tachlis HaKavona is the mitzvah. The Gemara also says that anyone who learns Torah without intention of doing the mitzvahs, it would have been better for him that the placenta should have overturned on him, and he should not have been born. How is it appropriate that this should be the punishment for learning without doing? Because the placenta is formed first, before the child. So the first 40 days, it was the placenta that was the main birth, the essence of the fetus. Ad mem yeim, until the 40th day, at which time the form of the fetus begins. And therefore, since the Shalya was the essence in the beginning, it is the beginning and the substance from which the child is formed. In the same way that mitzvahs is the true substance, the whole kavana behind Torah. Therefore, if you study Torah without mitzvahs, it's like a child without a placenta. And the same way as the birth, the mitzvahs are the essence and the source of Torah. And although the mitzvah is done physically, with the body and with a physical object, and the Torah is chokhmah, in the mitzvahs, the main thing is the chetzenius. The specialness of mitzvahs is that it is in a, as we learned earlier in Tanya, that mitzvahs are like garments. They surround the person, and Torah is more pnimius. It's more of an internal process. So although the mitzvahs are more physical, that's only because they're more external. Torah is chachma because it is more internal, as will be explained later. The Hayem Yom for today, the 9th of Tishrei, the Rebbe writes that kaparis, we say b'nei Adam until Ula Sholim, and it is said three times, and we rotate the chicken around the head three times at each reading, so that altogether there's a total of 9 rotations. Until the end of Tishrei, no Tachnun is said. Malkus, the one administering, and the one receiving the Malkus, together say V'hu Rachum 3 times. On Erev Yom Kippur, the Aveda is regret for the past. On Yom Kippur itself, the Aveda is the resolve that we make for the future.